From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. A California judge has tentatively ruled that the state can examine the source behind an Arizona nonprofit that made an $11 million political contribution. Amy Quinton has more from Sacramento.
The Phoenix-based group Americans for Responsible Leadership made the donation to a committee working to defeat Proposition 30 and support Proposition 32. Superior Court Judge Shelley Ann Chang ruled that the state's Fair Political Practices Commission can conduct an audit to determine if the donation was made in compliance with state regulations. The FPPC argues that disclosure rules require the nonprofit to reveal its donors if funds were earmarked for a ballot initiative. If that is the case, then the donors would have to be disclosed. The judge said California voters could suffer irreparable harm because they may never know the donors they potentially have the right to know. Lawyers for both the state and Americans for Responsible Leadership will argue their sides today before a final ruling is granted. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
If you'll be driving tonight, AAA is urging you to slow down in neighborhoods. That's because a lot of trick-or-treaters will be going door to door. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says kids are four times more likely to be hit by a car on Halloween than any other day of the year. Cynthia Harris is with AAA Northern California.
We don't want to put a damper on Halloween, but we want to make sure that all children are safe. We want to remind motorists that they need to slow down when they are in neighborhoods. Parents are encouraged to walk with their children door to door. Also, trick-or-treaters should always face traffic while walking. That way they can see the cars as they're approaching.
Harris says other tips for parents include dressing the kids in light-colored clothing or costumes with reflective material for the best visibility and using face paint instead of masks, which can limit the ability to see and hear approaching traffic. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.